Chargers face class action lawsuit after moving home game against Chiefs to Brazil. By Dylan Gwynn on July 22, 2025. As it turns out, not everyone is as enthusiastic about the NFL hosting games in foreign countries as Commissioner Roger Goodell appears to be. The Los Angeles Chargers face a very unique challenge from their season ticket holders in the form of a 14-page class action lawsuit over the decision to move the team's 2025 home game against division rival Kansas City to Brazil. The gist of the season ticket holders' case is that the Chargers marketed the sales of season tickets based on a 9-game home regular season slate. Then, the suit states, one of the most important home games, the game against the Chiefs, got moved to Brazil. The suit also holds the team accountable for not offering a refund to season ticket holders for the lost game. As Pro Football Talk reports, the Chargers utilized the Chiefs' home game to advertise their season tickets. Then, last month, the Chargers removed the Chiefs' helmet from the list of teams on the team's home slate and added a preseason home contest against the Saints. The suit states that season ticket holders were denied the opportunity to get a refund for the lost game without forfeiting the thousands of dollars already spent on the ticket package. There was thus no way, the suit claims, for season ticket holders, who reasonably believed based on the previous advertising that the Kansas City Chiefs game would be included, to cancel without forfeiting thousands of dollars in payment. Devin Abney, the plaintiff in the case, claims that his attempt to cancel his season tickets and receive a full refund after learning of the Chiefs' home game loss was denied by the team. The suit also alleges that other teams, including the Indianapolis Colts, did offer refunds or credits to their season ticket holders for international games. The complaint seeks relief under the California Consumer Legal Remedies Act, the California False Advertising Law, and the California Unfair Competition Law, Pro Football Talk reports.